In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory to God forever.
When Jesus had blessed his disciples, while they watched, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And they looked earnestly toward heaven as Jesus went up. So Luke describes the Savior's ascension in the book of Acts, which Michelle read for us this morning. The great feast of our Lord's ascension, celebrated this whole week throughout the church, the universal church worldwide. It's one of the 12 great feasts with depth of significance and meaning and power. Which is why it surprised me a bit when just last week one of our grown kids described ascension as a feast people think they enjoy, but is also kind of a bummer. So, of course, I said, what? I'm kind of fond of this feast. And it happens to be also the anniversary day of my ordination, so I was particularly offended. What do you mean, a bummer? And she explained, well, first, Jesus is going away. Then Pascha season is ending. No more Christ is risen, and worst of all, no more the angel cried. We all kind of enjoy ascension, but it's also kind of a bummer. That was her assessment. Now, I really can't refute the angel cried part. Maybe except to say that having it seasonal helps keep it a little more special than it might be if we sang it year-round. But I am going to refute the Jesus going away part. What is going on in this ascension? What are we celebrating then, if not Jesus going away? What's happening is that for the first time in history, human flesh, a human body, enters physically into the kingdom of heaven. Jesus makes a path not just for your soul, but also for your beautiful body to enter into the kingdom of heaven. Jesus makes it so you may take your rightful place in paradise as the full person you were created to be, heart and soul and mind and body. With the ascension, physical creation enters paradise. Physical and spiritual have become one, not just on earth, but now in heaven. There's a beautiful hymn from Ascension, a beautiful hymn where the angels see Jesus ascending. They see him coming up, and it's presented as a dialogue between two choirs of angels. And one group of angels asks, who is this that comes? Who is this that comes? And the other group of angels answered, this is the Lord, strong and mighty. So the first group of angels are perplexed, and they ask, why then are his robes stained red with blood? And the second group answers, it's because he comes in the flesh, having shed his blood for mankind, and yet as God he sits on the throne of glory. It's this blending without confusion of both divine God and glory and yet human flesh with all its wounds. In other words, genuine humanity, including our physical nature, is now enthroned in glory in the kingdom of heaven. Humanity with its history, with your pains and your glories now transfigured, is glorified in heaven with God. Human nature has taken its rightful place, its ordained authority in paradise. And this is really important for you and for me. This means Christ has not left us, but has united us to God, united us to himself, united us to the divine nature. What looked to the disciples like a departure is actually a coming together. In the Kentuckian hymn of Ascension, we just sang it. We sang, O Christ, when you ascended in glory, you united earth to heaven, not being parted from those who love you. Not being parted. Of course, it's easy to see where this flaw in our thinking comes. This question of where is heaven, we always think something like it's up there. It's out there. It's even the disciples thought of Jesus ascending up to heaven and Jesus went away. But Christ in the church teaches us that's not the reality of what's going on. That's a flaw in our thinking. The kingdom of heaven, Jesus said, is within you. When Christ ascends, he's actually going inside. That's the ascension. I'm not parted from you, Jesus says. I've united your nature with heaven inside your own soul. And that's what ascension is, uniting your human nature with the divine within you. St. Nikolai Veliamarovich says something really important about ascension. He says, you can't ascend to heaven unless you already have heaven within yourself. You can't ascend to heaven unless you already have heaven within yourself. Now, St. Nikolai is not saying this like some hoop you have to jump through. Better get to heaven now or you're going to miss out. That's not what he means. What Nikolai is emphasizing is you don't have to wait. You don't have to wait for some future date. You don't have to wait until you die to ascend to heaven. You don't have to wait until the second coming of Christ to experience heaven. Christ has already united earth and heaven. The kingdom of heaven, he's saying, can begin within you today. Heaven can already be part of you today. Ascending to heaven is internal. Ascending to heaven is within you. Ascending to heaven begins today. And as for me, I want in on that. I want in on that. And the good news is that Jesus has already made it possible when he ascended by uniting earth and heaven. So if someone I love says ascension is a feast people think they enjoy but is also kind of a bummer, I can't argue with the part about not singing The Angel Cried for a while. But I do refute any idea that Jesus has gone away. By ascending, Jesus isn't leaving, but uniting. I am not parted from you, he says. I've united your nature with heaven inside your own soul. Amen.